and welcome to this week's episode. Now, this one's a little bit different. What happened was, with the one I released last week where we were talking about B-roll, after we'd finished talking about B-roll, I left it recording, and this is the discussion that followed. We ended up talking about the ins and outs of being a YouTube content creator, especially when you're at this stage of your journey, and also what it's like as a Gen X YouTube content creator. So sit back, there's me, obviously, but there's also Betty out in Guatemala, there is Vicky out in LA, and there is Jazz, who is also in the UK and shortly to be moving further north in the UK. So enjoy.
I spent my entire YouTube paycheck and I bought a microphone. For $69, right? Now I get a payment of 100 or a little over 100 every 2 or 3 months. It's like, So you guys, being monetized is, exciting.
I've made a whole $3.72 on Amazon affiliates.
Wow. My God.
I don't think I'm worthy to be surrounded by such rich people.
I know. But the thing is,
I can't even get paid out because I'm not close to 10.
Yeah,
because you need to have, yeah. Even YouTube, if you don't have £60, for us in the UK, you can't touch it, your money. But YouTube is weird. It's like, even when you monetize, you have to keep having the views. I don't know if I shared with you, Joe, I don't know if I shared with all of you. The first pay that I had on YouTube was like £400. It's about $500 maybe. Mm-hmm. Something like that, because I had a video that blew up. It went up to, blew up for us, 70,000 views. Yeah. And then I had another one that's close to 200,000 views. And this one I had £600+. So that's like $700. And then it keeps going down because you have to keep making videos to be able to. If you don't make videos, then you drop down to £300. Then to £200. And if I'm not making videos, it drops. So you have to keep pushing videos out and also hoping that one blew up. Because otherwise, one video doesn't really earn you much. The video that keep earning me money is those videos that blew up. And you will see that, Vicky, with your video that are blowing up. Once you got the monetization, sometimes it's the same video that brings you the bulk of the money, and the other one where you have 2-5,000 views doesn't bring you much. It may give you £3.
Wow. Yeah. I was surprised at the two for me that blew up, because that's what the guru said no one wanted to hear.
So just take what the gurus say, do the opposite, and maybe you'll do better.
Yes.
That's one way to learn from them.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you know, for those of us who have like a Christian maybe background, sorry guys for bringing religion here, money is something that is often scared to talk about. Guys, YouTube is a work. It's hard work. You know, I disagree with people that try to... Right. Steal you a dream. Sell you, sorry, a dream. Because they're not telling you the truth. A lot of them lie. You have these people. I'm earning 6 figures. So why are you still selling and trying to take money from tiny YouTubers if you earn that much money? It's a lie. Mm-hmm. A lot of them, you know?
They're saying what people want to hear so that they'll watch the video.
Exactly.
Pay me $200 and I'll shout you out on my channel.
Really?
My friend was telling me she just started her YouTube. She goes, you need to watch this girl. She's really good. I'm like, no, stop watching her. She's a scammer.
Oh, my God. Like, pay me $200 and I'll shout you out?
I'll shout you out for you. Pay me $200.
But that's really different. What I wanted to say is for us, right? Like, Joe was selling a course. This is valid. You is your expertise, right? Even you, Vicky, or Betty, I don't know what you have in mind. For me, later on, I want to sell something. I'm a professional coach. I've hired a coach. Do you remember I did a live and I invited a lady that lost 160 pounds, you know? And so I bought a coaching simply because that's how you learn how to coach. I'm a certified coach, but I want to be a weight loss coach once I've lost my weight completely, because I will be a testimony for people. Right. So I bought her coaching. So she coached me because I'm learning how I can create my material later on to be able to offer people the same help, coach them. Mm-hmm. You know, but I will do that for people that need it. And because anyway, I'm not going to say pay me $1,000, you know, and mm-hmm. I'm going to make it so it's affordable for everyone, you know.
Right.
So there's nothing wrong about trying to sell online. We're working mm-hmm. on YouTube. We are working a lot. There's mm-hmm. nothing wrong with getting paid for, or even offering affiliate links, or like your PayPal, or to say, if you want to support me, please do.
Buy me a coffee.
Buy me a coffee. Exactly. But you have to talk to them. Yeah. Yeah, but I had one as well. But we need to talk about it on our channel. If you want to support me, please do. It's not robbing people. We're not like forcing people. Do you like what I'm doing? Do you want to support me? Feel free to give me £1.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I just wanted to talk about that, because sometimes I feel like we're afraid to talk about, you know, also mm-hmm. self, because there's so many fraud out there.
Yeah.
You know, but we can't. Anyway, sorry, I went on a tangent with that.
No, I agree.
No, I need to hear it all the time, because I don't. I don't want to be like, there she is.
But no, you're not, and you can never be. You can never be a Vicky, and the character, the people that we are, we can never be.
And all I want to do is sit and make videos. I just really enjoy the video making, and
it's your new passion.
Yeah. Especially stuff where I just sit and talk nonsense. I'm really doing that.
I just don't understand why your smaller channel hasn't been growing more, because you're just mm-hmm. being yourself, and
I know, maybe that's why I'm missing.
Fun.
No, it's beautiful. I love your own personal channel as well.
I think that one, you know, I think it probably will overtake the other one, really.
It's time. Mm-hmm.
I don't understand what the algorithm's doing with it, because, and I know everyone blames the algorithm and that, but it's really strange. I've done two videos where they've got like hundreds and hundreds of views, not on 70,000 or 200,000 yet, but hundreds, like 500 views, say. And then others have got like 30 views.
Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. really peculiar.
And but that's very good for a channel that is as new as yours, with 36 subscribers. I'm on your channel. It's very mm-hmm. good. You only have 8 videos there.
I don't understand why those two, it was like YouTube pushed them out to have a go and see what people thought. It was kind of like that. I don't know. It's very odd.
Yeah, we never know how it's going to push.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, everything's been very weird lately to me, because mm-hmm. I've been doing this for a while now. It's just been, even since the beginning of this year, it seems like, I don't know, I could say, oh, mm-hmm. this horrible algorithm, they're not pushing my videos. But what will happen is that I'll put a video out and it'll do really well, like the first few hours, the first day or something, and it'll get a high click-through. Now, the click-through rate, that's what gets to me.
Right.
To me, when it gets a high click-through rate, that means they found the right demographic, right? Mm-hmm. And then after that, it'll just plunge down to almost zero, less than 1%. Yeah. And for some reason, they keep giving me impressions, but it's because they've shifted the audience away from the one that was doing better. That's what I don't understand. It's like, I know it's a good video, and also my retention will go down to nothing.
Right.
And so I can't blame it on the video, or it just wasn't, they'll say, oh, it's just because people didn't like your video. No, because people did at the beginning, and then you started giving it to different people and they didn't like it. So I'm still a little frustrated about this, but I keep telling myself, I'm going to just have fun making my videos. I'm not going to worry about anything. I'm not going to worry about the money. I'm not going to worry about the views. I'm just going to keep pumping out things that are fun for me.
Mm-hmm.
And if I get passionate about something, if I see something, it's like, oh, I got to talk about that.
There's so many of us now on YouTube. I feel that YouTube at some point, I mean, people think that YouTube are not going to collapse, but there's so many billion of us on YouTube. I don't know if it's billion, I can't count, but like it's the competition is too strong. Like for YouTube, even they have to like even cancel out some people. You know, they try to not pay everyone. They don't have that much money anymore to pay so many people. And unfortunately, the biggest one who have like the how do you say the ads, you know them, and we these are the people getting also, although they say they're giving enough, you know, view to the smaller subscribe YouTubers, but there's a lot of us that are out there, you know. You never know. I think Betty, what you're saying is like just make the video that you like, and you never know which one will resonate with whom for what. And I need to get where you are because I haven't been posting video because I'm frustrated. I'm frustrated. Even my tea with Jay's. I think that even when I keep pivoting, I feel like, yeah, I need to talk about travel and all of that. And lately with age, I feel like I want to talk more about topics that are important. I really would love to have a video that is honest and true about who I am and who I believe, and not for the views. But it's very difficult on the YouTube land, because if you also want to make sure that the time that we're spending, I'm sorry, I want to get paid on YouTube for the what I'm doing. There's nothing wrong for me if I have £500 per month, I'd be happy, you know, something like that on regularly, not just because one video I've blew, you know. But it's very difficult to make a living. But then as well, we trade a lot of our personal time on YouTube. Yeah. And so what's the balance? I've been debating with myself. What do I do? Do I continue talking about that the subject, or can I bring whatever I want to talk about? I just decided that I would put whatever I want to talk about.
Do you, and I find this with the books that we do. So because we do this book service and and it repeats and things like that, and then with the print on demand as well. But because I'm in that world where everybody's got a shop or everybody's writing a book or everyone's written a book or something like that, it's very easy to think that everybody in the world has written a book. And it's kind of the same with YouTube because I don't know anyone else with a YouTube channel. And yet, as you say, Jazz, when you look on YouTube, there's a lot of people on there. But then I start talking to people and I think, well, it's quite, that is quite unusual, I suppose, that I do YouTube. My friends are like, what? How do you dare? Oh my goodness,
You're on
embarrass.
YouTube.
And do you find that you've got other friends who are YouTubers, or are you sort of the only one, black
You
sheep?
are my YouTuber friends.
Yeah. So, but in the real life, like the person down the
No.
start talking to, they, yeah. I mean, I think something like TikTok. A lot more people are just on. Oh yeah, I'm on TikTok.
Yeah.
On TikTok.
A lot of people do those little short things, but not people who do this. The friend that I talked about, she was my small business coach, and she was my small business coach because just as I got laid off, she started doing small business coaching. And so I was pulled into her courses to give her honest critique
I see.
on what you should say, how you should say it, or blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And so now she's trying to come and on YouTube.
So one of my friends, right, has started using chat and she now thinks it's the bee's knees, but she's using it as a search engine. And it's like, you
Oh,
can't do that because it's not
so
accurate.
many people think it's a search engine. It's
Yeah.
not accurate.
It's like, you know how you do an image one and you end up with six fingers and things like that. It does the equivalent of that. It's like, just because it's chat doesn't mean it's true.
I want to ask you guys something. We've kind of turned to kind of the same thing as far as what people are actually paying for and what people are looking for, people are accepting and stuff. Do you think it has something to do with our age that we didn't grow up with all the tech? And I almost feel, and even us being our own brand, I got to thinking about that. A 20-year-old, nothing against 20-year-olds, but a 20-year-old or even maybe 30, they really would have a hard time being their brand because there's nothing to their life yet. And I'm just wondering whether people fall for all these fakes and stuff and all these scams because all their whole world is digital and trends and fake and I really wonder. I don't think that's really going so much for our age group. Maybe we're the ones that are seeing it, but if that's the case, I mean, this it sounds like a terrible question. What's the world going to be like in another 20 years? Or 30 years when we might be more out of the limelight. But maybe that's why things like this bug us and don't seem to bug others.
Yeah, I think we grew up in that era of, you pull your bootstraps up and you work and you make it work for you. And these kids who have grown up in this digital age, they see these influencers and they think it's so easy because that is the face they put in front of it. They don't tell them how long it took them to really actually get their channels up. Like everybody thinks Mr. Beast was, Mr. Beast on day one. He wasn't. And people think that, okay, he's now what he's what he is. I want to be what that is. They don't even know. He's got a team of people behind him doing the work. He doesn't even do the work. And so they're selling these people this dream and they're falling for it because that's all they've ever known. They've all ever known was Mr. Beast blowing up stuff and he's great and he's wonderful, but they don't know it took him years to get there. They don't know that he can't do it by himself, but they're going to buy that dream thinking that they're going to be able to do it and they're in for a world of hurt when they spend that money and realize, crap, it was a lot more. But they're easily duped because their entire life they've just been watching their phones and watching the streaming services and watching the reality shows and the influencers. They've never
Reality.
been around people who had to work hard, or I shouldn't say these influencers. Yeah, they're working hard behind the scenes. They're not showing them how hard they're working.
No, and also
No, you have to make
today,
it look easy.
yeah, exactly. And today, when you ask, I don't know where I saw this survey, where if you ask now young people at school, primary school, what they want to do tomorrow, they don't want to be a doctor, a lawyer, or what was the third one? At the time, it
Was
was
it easy
like,
to be
this is
wanting to
a
be a
lawyer.
policeman or a
Yeah,
fireman?
exactly. They want to be a YouTuber. The highest paid YouTuber last time I checked was a 9 years old. Somebody who's earning as much as Mr. Beast, etc. The highest earner on YouTube, there's those baby that are 18 or 12 years old, and you see them having courses, so the world won't think it's easy. It just show where the world is at, because people are following. Why? Because people want that. It's okay. I remember when the Big Brother came, the show the Big Brothers. I hated it, but at the end of the day, Big Brothers is YouTube today. You showcase your life and then you get paid for doing the most silliness and the more craziness. And I think it's an age thing. I think we're more granted about our life. We know better. And I don't know. It's for me, it's like selling your soul a bit. And that's why I always check myself. Sometimes when I make some videos like last time, I'm like, even while making that video, I was not happy with myself. And so this is where I want to stay. It's like when I make something, am I feeding the same frenzy, the same fear, the same craziness to people, or am I giving them hope, giving joy? Because if you want crazy, if you want to see crazy, if you want to see fear propaganda, you don't have to search very far. It's all over us. Do we want to contribute to that? That's the question that I'm asking myself all the time now. I haven't posted a lot of videos on my friend channel. The second video that sold, the one that's almost 200,000, I was talking about how we fell in Africa trying to make it. We arrived in Africa to make it big. We had 35 acre, we planted, and we wanted to make money. The purpose going to Africa was not to go back to our roots. We may be African, we grew up in France, we don't have the culture African anymore, and we fell completely. So I've changed the way I'm talking. I have less viewer, but I'm now, if you want to go to Africa and you're from the diaspora, check yourself. Why are you going to Africa? You need to root yourself to understand the culture. If you go there just to make money, you will fail, because Africa has its own rule and codes that you coming with your European mentality and you're trying to change because you think you know better, you know, how about going to Africa and embrace what that continent has to offer for, you know, organic food. And I've changed the way, and I feel so much in peace with that conversation than trying to make all those videos that are planned about you can make money there like that. You need to do that business and this, because I was just following a model. I'm pivoting all the time. And don't forget what we say, this legacy that we're leaving behind. So what am I leaving to the kids? Like, what am I selling
Yes.
them tomorrow?
No, I love these because you come with an idea and it always morphs
I
and it
know
always changes and we always learn so
it
much
takes you
about each other and
somewhere. Yeah.
we learn something else, a new topic. It's I love these.
Exactly. And it's something that we can really do, like, I don't know, whenever whoever is available to really touch down on the topic for Gen Xers, because I think there's a value that we can bring to the younger people as well. And just share it, whoever want to share on the channel do.
I don't think my family quite understands the relationship I have with you guys. They say, "Oh, they're my friends." Yeah, sure, they're your friends.
Yeah.
No,
Yeah,
I think it was just in the one of the videos I just did. I said I have different groups of friends, and we're getting deep relationships in different ways. And I referred to this group as like, "This is crazy, absolutely crazy," because we tell our kids, like our teenagers, don't get involved with people online, you know?
Yes. Yeah. You know, Betty, it's like my youngest, all her friends are online. I could not comprehend it. Like, they watch movies. And it's not just her, it's like a generation of people. They like spend time behind the
Is.
computer. They watch movies, they do like things together online. And I couldn't understand that she really had meaningful relationship. So I was very scared for her. Like, I need you to have friends outside, you know, to see people, to touch people. And after being on YouTube, I understand that yes, you can actually create meaningful relationship. True that it doesn't replace the outside, you know, having that friend that you can touch and go have coffee with and etc. But it's still, you can really create meaningful. So it makes me it put me a bit at ease for her. You know, that she has people actually that she who cares for her online. Yeah.
But I want to see all of you. I want to meet. I want to travel.
Yes.
I really love to be able. I do. I go around on Google Earth and stuff, and I zoom in and visit places. I do that all the time.
Yes.
I walk in the street view. I walk around because I like to visualize where you guys are.
You
But
know, be nice, like we do a yearly meetup. That'd be nice.
you
Yeah,
do
we
it
have our
like
convention.
exactly, have a convention and we meet somewhere once in Guatemala, once in the UK.
Yeah.
I say France, you know.
My missionary team, we're all over the world. And so this year we're meeting in Switzerland. And I already have my
Oh,
ticket. And we're going to be in Zurich this time. And
Zurich,
we, yeah,
yay.
four years
Wow.
ago we were in Switzerland. And 2 years ago, we do every 2 years. And 2 years ago we were in Thailand. And that was
Wow, so
good.
cool.
But we're going to Zurich in September. It's so hard to wait. I already have my ticket and everything. I just love traveling. Oh, in my video that I'm gotta finish up, I got a little bit left to do on it. Just a little music stuff on my bucket list. Jazz, you're gonna love it because I talk about going to Africa.
Ooh, yay. Sorry,
Yeah.
did I scream in the
No, no
mic?
screaming.
I'm going to go to many places in Africa.
Thank you very much, ladies.
Yeah, I'm glad you kept recording.
Yeah, it's only because I forgot.
But I didn't say anything incriminating.
No, I should be very discreet anyway. I won't put anything too bad on
Oh,
there, I promise. I will, but with B-roll in front of it, because then I can say what I like. Okay,
yes.
thank you, thank you, thank you, and see you
Thank
next
you. Have a good rest of the day, ladies.
time.